In this bulletin, Australians prepare to enjoy the New Year's Eve fireworks. Aid groups in Gaza condemn Israel's suspension of their operations. And in sports, a new overall winner named in the Sydney to Hobart yacht race. With the latest SBS News, I'm Biwa Kwan. Crowds in Sydney have begun the countdown to New Year's Eve as they refuse to let the Bondi terror attack stop them from celebrating. Leaders are urging people to come out and celebrate in what they say is an act of defiance and unity against the Bondi attackers. Thousands have responded to that call, with crowds lining the perimeter of the Opera House to secure their view for Sydney's New Year's Eve fireworks show. Sydney Lord Mayor Clover Moore says there's a great sense of solidarity throughout the city.
This is our biggest night of the year, and Sydney coming together to demonstrate to the world we stand together as one community. This New Year's Eve will be the biggest celebration yet, and it is more than just fireworks. It's a reflection of who we are, a diverse, inclusive and creative city. We're expecting a large crowd of people will make their way to the 50 free vantage points around the harbour for our New Year's Eve celebrations.
New South Wales Premier Chris Minns says he won't push the Prime Minister to hold a federal royal commission into the Bondi terror attack. Mr Minns has committed to a state-based royal commission, but calls from the opposition, Jewish groups and victims' families for a federal-level inquiry are growing. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese is standing by his decision to hold a review into law enforcement and security agencies, which he says will be quicker than a royal commission. Mr Minns says his energy is focused on what can be done right now.
I think politics can wait for another day, so we're just rolling out day by day the changes that we believe are necessary for New South Wales. As I said, the highest responsibility that we have is to protect the people of this state, and we're going to do that from the acute level where violence is imminent or it's already taken place, all the way to confronting violent radicalism in our community and racism and anti-Semitism where we see it.
Israel says it will halt the operations of several aid organisations operating in Gaza from January for allegedly failing to comply with new registration guidelines. Israel's government says organisations failed to submit lists of Palestinian employees, which they say is necessary to rule out links to terrorism. Organisations like Oxfam and Doctors Without Borders say the rules are arbitrary and that their suspension will harm an already suffering population in dire need of aid. Policy lead at Oxfam, Bushra Khalidi, says the suspension comes at a time of critical need in Gaza.
Israel has been carrying out smear campaigns and delegitimizing campaigns against humanitarians and civil society for years. This is not something new, but this is kind of at a point where we need aid to access Gaza. People in Gaza are drowning in their tents. We've had a child died of hypothermia last week. So the need is so critical and so urgent that it's coming at a very difficult moment. But this is not something new or something surprising.
Denmark has become the first country in the world to end public letter deliveries due to digitisation. The number of letters sent in Denmark has fallen by 90% since 2000. And Swedish-Danish postal company PostNord delivered its last letters on Tuesday, ending 401 years of service. Denmark is one of the most digitised countries in the world, and PostNord says it will now focus entirely on parcel deliveries. Danes will still be able to send letters through smaller logistics companies. And to sports. Overall honours in the Sydney to Hobart yacht race have changed hands after a formal protest was lodged against initial frontrunner BNC. The race committee has ruled against the New Caledonian-flagged vessel over a sail breach, and BNC has been handed a penalty of 1 hour and 5 minutes. That's meant Min River has been crowned the winner, becoming the first double-handed yacht and the first female skippered yacht to take out the overall handicap. Co-skipper Jiang Lin says it's a dream to achieve this.
Can't believe it. It's nice, I think, to encourage more women to help, to try. Miracle can happen. Never dream of winning it, But my ambition was just, as Alice said earlier, you know, if we could win the division, that would be nice. That was my goal.
And that's the latest from the SBS Newsroom.